Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Rave reviews for the historical fiction The Warrior Rabbi by David R. Gross. Over 70 positive reviews on Goodreads. Inspired by the life and work of a historical personage, Warrior Rabbi is a compelling story set against the backdrop of a strong religious culture. An inspiring tale with powerful and insightful reflections on the Arab and Hebrew cultures and is well researched. Dr. Gross graduated from Colorado State University with a DVM degree in 1960. After 10 years in veterinary practice, he enrolled at The Ohio State University, earning an MS and PhD degrees in cardiovascular physiology. He did research and taught at Texas A&M University for 16 years, then accepted a position as professor and director of the Cardiovascular Surgery Research Labs at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine. Retired after 12 years as professor and head of the Basic Science Department in the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. During his academic career, Dr. Gross co-edited three multi-authored textbooks, did over 100 scientific articles and abstracts. The first, second, and third editions of his single-author text, Animal Models and Cardiovascular Research, can be found in most medical libraries. Since retirement, he has published three historical novels, three memoirs, and a self-help book for students. His most successful book so far, the memoir of his first year in the veterinary practice, called Animals Don't Blush. He's now working on his fourth historical novel about the Hanna family, six generations ranching on the same property in sand hills of northern Nebraska. David R. Gross, author of The Rabbi Warrior, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Gross, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
The book is getting, as I mentioned, rave reviews. They love this story that you've told in this historical fiction. Where did you discover the protagonist of The Warrior Rabbi?
I was haunting a used bookstore, which used to be my favorite occupation before this pandemic.
Yes.
And I happened to pick up a book of selected poems of Shmuel HaNagid, translated by Peter Cole. I just started leafing through this, and it occurred to me that I had heard that name, HaNagid. And then I started reading through the introduction to this book and discovered a short biography of this man. And then at some point, I remembered that I had seen one or two of his piyotes, which are poems in the Siddur, in the Jewish prayer book. And I thought, how come I've never heard of this guy? And I started researching, and I found two other books of translation of his poetry. And the more I found out about him, the more I researched him, the more interest that I got in his life. He was just a remarkable man published something over 400 poems. He was quite a narcissist, actually. part of what he did when he wrote these poems, he had his own yeshiva of students who the first hurdle to get into his yeshiva was the students' calligraphy skills. And so once he admitted them, he would give them assignments and teach them each day. But then part of the day, to earn their keep, they had to copy his poetry. And after his death, it was all published in three different volumes by his son.
Interesting.
So a lot of his, he was also a Talmudic scholar and actually became the kind of the head rabbi of all of Andalusia. And he as I say, a bit of a narcissist. He saved all of his correspondence. He corresponded with rabbis and learned scholars throughout the diaspora as far north as England and Ireland. and throughout all of Eastern Europe, for sure.
You know, it is an amazing story.
So he saved a lot of his correspondence. A lot of his poetry and a lot of his correspondence is still available today to Hebrew scholars, and is still being translated today.
You know, it was amazing. You had mentioned, I wonder why I didn't hear anything about him. And as I'm reading about the book, it's like, this really is a character in history, a person in history I would love to have read more about. And you can in Dr. Gross's book, David R. Gross. The book is The Warrior Rabbi. Talk about the research that you did on the protagonist in the book. You've got a background of research with all the medical work that you've done, the teaching that you've done. What was the research like in putting all this information together?
Yeah, that's the interesting and fascinating part of it for me. I just love doing the research. And like any research, you find one thing that leads you to something else. And before you know it, you're spending all your time reading
yes.
and researching and very little writing. And at some point, you have to say, okay, I've got enough. I've got to start telling this story. And so that's kind of the way it went. I even made two trips to Andalusia, to the area. He describes a lot of the battles. He was, as I don't think I mentioned, he was also not only the prime minister or head advisor of the caliphs, so two different caliphs of Granada, he was also the general in chief of their army, and never lost a battle.
Amazing.
Well, he lost a couple battles, but never lost a war. And he describes the location of many of his battles in his poetry, and so I went with a synopsis of these places and their descriptions, and rented a car and drove to as many of them as I could find, just trying to get a feel for what the landscape might have looked like when those battles were fought. That's the really interesting part.
I was going to say, how
research.
What impact does that have on you as you're sort of walking, I mean, hundreds of years, centuries later, but what was that like to actually be there? Does that give you a better sense of who he was and what was happening at the time?
Yeah, of course. You have to kind of ignore the agricultural changes that have occurred, and you know, where there were just open fields in his day and forests, there are now olive groves and plantings, fields planted with grain. But you can get an idea of the overall topography, and to try and understand why he positioned his men the way he did and the way he fought. So as a scholar, he was also a student when he became roped into becoming the general of the Caliph's armies. The first thing he did was research how all the Greek and Roman battles were fought. He was also a linguist, of course, and spoke and read, I don't know, six or seven different languages. And so he found all these books that particularly the Roman generals had written, and made a study of strategy of war, and used it very effectively, because most of these city-states of Andalusia in that period were, you know, essentially Bedouin robbers who like to just charge on horseback and fight from horseback. And he found ways to defeat them.
The book is The Warrior Rabbi by David R. Gross. You'll find the book available, of course, at Amazon, and also Dr. Dave's website, DocDavesVoice.com. I'll give you those throughout the program so you can get information. Order the book. We'll have that on our website as well. What appeals mostly to you about the setting and the time of the book? What was the appeal to you there?
Yeah, I think the major thing was how tolerant the Muslim culture was in those days. Andalusia was, of course, taken over in sometime early 700s by Arabs coming across, essentially across the Straits of Gibraltar. But when they got to this country that was then inhabited by descendants of the Visigoths, they also found educated people. They were not very many Arabs, just the soldiers, and they conquered these city-states and then had to find somebody to administer them. And what they found were educated Christians and Jews who could do that job for them, and they put them into positions of responsibility. They had this, I can't remember what they called it right now, but it essentially a good feeling for what they called the Abrahamic cultures, religions. So the Israelites, the Jews, the Christians, they considered predecessors of Muhammad and of Islam. And they had a lot of respect for them. They were, of course, considered not equal to Muslims. They tried to convert as many people as they could, but they didn't really harass them very much. That came later when the Christians took over.
What is the moral of this story for you?
Well, just that I think that just the fact that this culture existed for about 300 years, about the same as our American history, essentially. And it was very tolerant, and people got along. There were lots of, you know, tribal-type warfare going on all the time.
Yes.
But people, the general citizenry, lived in very tolerant times, I think, as a lesson. Maybe what we could think about today.
Well, yeah, and I was going to ask you about a message, sort of a takeaway from the book, from that the average reader would get from reading The Warrior Rabbi. Is that part of the message, that we could really learn something by what happened centuries ago?
Yes, exactly that. I think the take-home message is that there is a history of Muslims, Christians, and Jews getting along, and over a 300-year history of that. And I think, although it ended poorly, it's still a message that resonates today, at least for me it does.
You got the advantage of doing so much research and then writing this story. What was the most interesting aspect of the research and actually putting it on paper and publishing the book, The Warrior Rabbi? What was most interesting to you?
I think the major thing was, as I said, getting immersed in the research. Throughout my career, I had a lot of graduate students, and in my last sojourn as a department head, the graduate students all hated to see me coming down the hall because whenever I encountered them, I'd grab them by the arm. Of course, that wouldn't be allowed today, but I'd grab them by the arm and I'd say, "So, tell me, what have you learned today that you didn't know yesterday? Every day that you didn't learn something new is a wasted day." And, of course, they hated that when I did it. But most of them actually had a reasonably good answer because, you know, they'd read a journal article or discovered something in the lab that was new to them. It was new knowledge. And the exciting part of being a scientist or even in this writing in my now career is to discover something that maybe nobody else knew about or very few people know about, and you get a chance to impart that new information or that old information rediscovered, which is a lot of what happens in science, too. So
it's interesting. Yeah, you challenge them, and I bet years later they're remembering, you know, Professor Gross, and he was asking me what I've learned today, and if I didn't learn anything, it was a day wasted. That's one of those that sort of sticks in the back of your mind, and when you reflect on that, it's like, you know, he's got a real good point there. We really need to we need to keep growing, and I'm fascinated by people who write historical fiction. What do you enjoy most? You've talked about the interest in the research, the love of the research. Is it the research or the writing or a combination of both that you like most about historical fiction?
So I really enjoy the research, but the challenge, of course, is telling a story and trying to make a story interesting so that people will read it, hopefully. But my wife, bless her heart and rest her soul, I lost her 8 years ago from lung cancer. But when I started this writing, I was complaining that, you know, I couldn't find a publisher. I couldn't make any money at it. And she said, listen, it's a hobby. Hobbies cost money. Get over it. Just deal with it.
very wise wife there in what she said. Put it all in perspective, so you can go. You can go do this.
Exactly. And
you know, you mentioned something that's interesting. You go out, you do all of this research, and all of this research is very important to you. And now, like I said, you've got to sit and you've got to style this into a story of some kind, and that means a lot of the research is you're going to know what nobody else is because you're not going to be able to write about it. How long did it take you to write the Warrior Rabbi and the challenges of what research I need to use and what research I need just to put on the shelf at least for a while?
Yeah, I worked on it probably for about 2.5 years overall, from the very start of it. Probably a year and a half of that was just accumulating reams and reams of notes and marked up books and that sort of thing. And then to sit down and try and figure out how it's going to tell the story, it probably took another year or so. And a lot of different drafts. My style of writing is to write everything longhand in composition books. And then while I'm writing, I'm always adding and crossing out and changing things. And then the first draft that I type as I transcribe what I've written longhand, then as I type it in, I edit it and it's changed. And then I probably go through the whole thing 3 or 4 times at least, trying to improve it. And then when I'm reasonably happy with it, I try and find an editor who will be critical and give me some critical input. And that means another couple of revisions.
Yes.
So it's a process, you know.
Well, the end result is quite impressive. Rave reviews, as I mentioned, The Warrior Rabbi by David R. Gross. I'll give you the information, the website here in just a second. As we close things up, I mentioned you're working on your fourth historical novel about the Hanna family. Tell me briefly why that book is important to you and how you're coming with it.
Well, it's at the publishers as we speak. Hopefully,
fantastic.
I'm supposed to get a page proof tomorrow in the mail, according to the publisher. But it's a story of a guy I met in 1954, who in the dorm at Colorado A&M, he and I really hit it off together. A very conservative ranching family from the Sandhills of Nebraska and a Jewish liberal family from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm about in those days was close to 6'3", and he's about 5'7", or 5'8". So we were Mutt and Jeff, but we just hit it off. We roomed together for 3 years and have remained close friends. So the first Thanksgiving I met him, he took me home with him to the ranch because it's too far to get to Phoenix. And I went to his ranch every Thanksgiving for 3 or 4 years. and just felt a part of that family. And after we both were married, fortunately, our wives liked each other too. So it was, I find it very unusual for all four people in two families to really get along.
Well, I'm looking forward to that book, and hopefully we have a chance to talk about that. You've got to, I see this as a TV series as well, the two of you getting together and living together on campus. I can't wait to have a chance to talk about that. The book we are talking about is The Warrior Rabbi by David R. Gross, G-R-O-S-S. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. And his website is DocDavesVoice.com. DocDavesVoice.com. You'll find all of that, of course, on a website. You'll be able to go there, get information, and order the book there as well. Dr. Gross, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Loved having a chance to learn about the Warrior Rabbi, a story that's been untold up until now and needed to be told. And look forward to having a chance to talk to you about more of your books. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Could I say one thing before we leave? I really encourage people to go to their independent bookstore and order it. It's available, and I really like to support independent bookstores.
It's so easy just to click away, and then you think, I don't know how many people I'm supporting if I go down to the bookstore. And once you get there, and I know what you're talking about, you can spend a whole lot of time at a bookstore. Give me a bookstore or a record store, and I could spend a vacation there just walking around. And you won't leave with just one book, and you'll enrich yourself by the experience. So stop by an independent bookstore. Dr. Gross, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Been a pleasure talking with you, Rick.
Thank you. David R. Gross, author of The Warrior Rabbi. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.